Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. JSW Cement is preparing to launch its IPO next month, but there's a crucial change. The Path Jindal-led company plans to trim the IPO size to $415 million from the original $462 million and is targeting a valuation of around $2.3 billion, reports Ashwin Mohan. The company plans to launch the IPO early next month, possibly in the week starting August 4th, with investors such as Apollo Global Management and SBI participating in the offer for sale. The proceeds will be used to establish a new integrated cement unit in Rajasthan, among other things. In another deal story exclusively reported by Ashwin, Goodyear has kicked off the sale of its farm tire business in India, valuing it at around $300 million. The US tire maker has hired Citi as its advisor. The deal has sparked strong interest in the market, with strategic suitors and private equity funds potentially exploring tie-ups with smaller players. Parent Goodyear Tire and Rubber Komapny is seeking to sell the unit as part of its Goodyear Forward transformation plan, which aims to optimize its portfolio and cut costs by $1 billion. In our special focus on the UK-India Free Trade Agreement, first up is Ishan Guerra's data story, where he writes that the deal may be a game changer, but it is unlikely to offer immediate gains for British exporters. More than half of the negotiated product lines will become tariff-free only after 2030. Second, the deal opens the doors for British companies to have a stake in Atmanirbhar Bharat under the Make in India policy, which so far extended preferential benefits only to Indian firms. UK companies will be treated as a Class 2 supplier if at least 20% of their product or service is from Britain, granting them the same status that Indian firms enjoy, reports Adrija Chatterjee. Third, the trade agreement opens up a $122 billion UK procurement market to Indian suppliers, especially benefiting drug makers and software exporters, write Ishan Guerra and Adrija Chatterjee. In a first for Indian trade policy, the UK-India Pact also includes a commitment to restrict the forced transfer of source code and embedded algorithms, which means intellectual property protection for exporters of artificial intelligence, software and digital services, reports Reshp Shaw. In the startup sector, Moengage, a customer engagement platform, is set to raise $200 million in a funding round led by Chris Capital, with participation from a 91 partners and existing investor Goldman Sachs, report Chandra R, Shrikant, and Bhavya Dilip Kumar. This deal likely closed at a valuation of $750 to $800 million. The top five Indian IT majors, TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, Wipro, and Tech Mahindra, reported mixed earnings, with robust deal wins and margin expansion offset by muted revenue growth and lackluster hiring. Infosys led the top-tier IT services companies in the June quarter with an incremental revenue growth of over 1,300 crore rupees, while TCS posted a decline of over 1,000 crore rupees, write Debangana Ghosh and Rishabh Shaw. Shooting is all set to get its own IPL-style league. The National Rifle Association of India is setting up a new franchise-based league, reports Mariam Farooqi. The Shooting League of India will feature shooters from around the world, like IPL, who will compete in teams across six Olympics disciplines: air rifle, 10-meter air pistol, 25-meter sports pistol, 50-meter three positions, trap and skeet. Israel is now an important Indian ally, but there was a time when Indian governments shrank away from any overt engagement with Tel Aviv. Check out this interesting account of Israeli war hero and then Defense Minister Moshe Dayan's secret trip to India in 1977 when Atal Bihari Vajpayee was foreign minister in the post-emergency Janata government. What is striking is the lengths to which the government went to in order to keep the trip top secret, as per a recently released book on Vajpayee by Abhishek Choudhury. And finally, with wildlife enthusiasts celebrating Jim Corbett's 150th birth anniversary, do read Arjun Kumar's piece on the colonial-era hunter and conversationist whose name adorns one of India's biggest wildlife sanctuaries in Uttarakhand. For a colonial with such deep roots in India,
Perhaps the greatest contradiction in his life was his decision to leave India shortly after Indian independence to move to Kenya, another British colony. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.